Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. A member of the United States Congress says that God's will is of no concern for the United States Congress. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, this last week you sent me several articles by conservative commentators who have deep concerns that this is a game changer. I think this could really have a major impact for churches and ministries.
Well, I think you're undoubtedly right, Jimmy. In The Federalist, Margot Cleveland wrote this: "The statutory language provides for an extreme remaking of all aspects of society, destroys equality for women, and threatens religious liberty and the privacy rights for all Americans, especially children. The proposed law also will upend protections of the unborn, as the Equality Act is about abortion, too." And then she goes on to note this: "The Equality Act provides that an individual shall not be denied access to a shared facility, including a restroom, a locker room, and a dressing room, that is in accordance with the individual's gender identity." In a blog on Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham wrote this: "It's being described as the most comprehensive assault on Christianity in America ever written into law, a dangerous threat to our nation, and the left woke new heresy code." Franklin Graham warned this: "The Equality Act designates schools, churches, and healthcare organizations as public accommodations, and with this, schools, churches, and hospitals could be forced to accept the government's beliefs and mandates about sexual orientation and gender identity." And then he went on to say this: "The Equality Act will use the force of law across all 50 states to strip Christian and other religious ministries of the right to hire people of shared faith to pursue a shared mission." I think we're closer than ever to a time when pastors, Bible teachers, and other ministry leaders may face serious legal consequences, including incarceration, for taking a stand for the Word of God. During last Thursday's debate, Jerry Nadler of New York said, "God's will is of no concern for this Congress."
David James with the details on the equality bill in the United States Congress for approval at this time. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. United States Representative Jerry Nadler's statement the other day is a contradiction on biblical truth. Remember, the Lord brought human government into existence some 4,500 years ago. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. God will use human world leaders to accomplish His will. Revelation chapter 17, verse 17. God's will has everything to do with the United States Congress. Political leaders will make political decisions that will set the world stage to fulfill God's plan for today and the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...